Our timeline and Democratic strategist Jen Bluestein. Peaches!
Look at this one, Dad. Like new, best offer.
No, honey, that's a private owner. I'd feel better if we went to a Ford dealer for a quality check certified pre-owned Ford.
Certified?
Yep. 115 points of inspection and 6-year, 75,000-mile powertrain limited warranty coverage.
Oh, we can't get that from a private owner.
Or roadside assistance and 3.9% financing.
You're right, Dad. If it's not certified, it's just used.
Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by September 30th, 04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. The Bush bounce is gone. President Bush has already lost that post-convention bounce in the opinion polls. A new poll suggests the race once again in a virtual tie. In the days after the Republican National Convention, a poll by the Pew Research Center found Bush ahead of John Kerry 52% to 40% among registered voters, and among likely voters, the margin 54 to 39. But now, a new poll done by the same organization a few days later found the Bush lead was gone. That poll put Bush and Kerry at 46% each among registered voters. Among likely voters, Bush 47, Kerry 46, a statistical tie. The head of the research center points to what he calls, quote, a great deal of instability and uncertainty among American voters this year. John Kerry telling National Guard veterans in Las Vegas, President Bush is, quote, living in a fantasy world of spin. Kerry's in Las Vegas to speak to the National Guard group 2 days after President Bush spoke to the same gathering. Kerry says Bush failed to tell U.S. troops or the American people the truth about the situation in Iraq. And Kerry says Bush failed the fundamental test of leadership by refusing to level with the veterans. He says Bush won't even admit that each day brings more chaos, more violence, more indiscriminate killings in Iraq. Democrats rolling out a new ad featuring President Bush on the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln under that banner reading Mission Accomplished. The ad questions the president's credibility on Iraq, asking, how can you solve problems when you won't even admit they're there? The commercial, the first major ad of the general election showing Bush during his appearance last spring. The ad notes 867 American soldiers have died in Iraq since that day. Major American allies rejecting a claim by U.N. Secretary General that the war in Iraq was illegal. Tony Blair, British Prime Minister, disputing the comments. The Japanese government asking for further clarification. Australia's Prime Minister says he wants it known the Iraq military action was entirely legal. U.N. leader Kofi Annan made the remarks on BBC Radio after being asked about the legality of the U.S. decision to go to war without U.N. Security Council approval. President Bush not commenting, though he said he hoped diplomacy would work in Iraq. Bush added he had no regrets. Two men charged in Florida today with providing support to terrorists and recruiting Americans for terror groups worldwide. A 10-count grand jury indictment released in Miami. Attorney General Ashcroft describing one of the suspects as living in the U.S. and enjoying American freedoms while plotting to support murder and terror. The two men face maximum penalties of 15 years on charges of material support for terrorists and conspiracy. This
happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dad, it's not yours and Mom's anniversary, is it?
I don't think
so. Oh, no, sweetie, it's better than that.
Get to Kohl's anniversary sale starting Friday for great savings, like 30% off all our new Apartment 9 sportswear for men and women, and 30 to 40% off Mrs. Career sportswear. Everything for baby is 25 to 40% off, and all fall candles, frames, and accent rugs are 50% off.
Anniversary.
Aw, oh, jeez.
Well, she's your mother.
Fit your wallet, schedule, style.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice
sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket. Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Soldiers coming home start telling the truth about Iraq. I'm Marty Kaplan. This weekend on So What Else Is News, go inside the Iraq War Memorial, currently on tour around the country, plus the Republican secret Colorado plan. And is Jay Leno a closet lefty? It's all this weekend on So What Else Is News.
Marty Kaplan on Air America Radio.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here on a windy, tropical storm-filled Thursday night. How bad is it here in the Atlanta area? Bad enough that we've lost power and can't broadcast tonight. So the staff in New York will run a best-of program, and I'll see you live tomorrow night. Take care.
Six and a half past the hour, you are listening to Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. The phone number here is 866-303-2270, and it is toll-free, of course. Back to John, who's called in from Boulder, Colorado. John, thanks for holding on.
Hey, my pleasure. I wanted to give you a call because you sound a little down tonight, Mike.
I do?
Yeah, you sound all defeated and, like, you know.
Oh, my God, no. What, no, what not at all. I guess if I'm not screaming and smashing things, people think I'm depressed or something.
No, it's this thing with the insurmountable lead. I don't believe any lead is insurmountable unless, and it's a big unless. I don't know if this is one of those weird conspiracy theory things, but there's a lot of people out there who seem to believe that any minute now, Bush and his cronies are going to unveil a certain Mr. Bin Laden at a convenient time for the election.
I disagree with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I don't think that's the case at all.
Okay. Well,
no, I'll tell you why. Somebody like Bin Laden, who may have been, I'm not sure, may have been responsible for the attack on this country, were he to be captured, there would be too many people who would know to keep something like that a secret. So, no, I don't think that's going to happen at all.
Well, what about these 100-and-something ghost prisoners in Abu Ghraib?
Well, I think that was just so that we could perpetrate torture on them, so that we could twist their genitals off and put flaming bars into their ears and rape their mothers and wives in front of them in order to try to get information. But I don't think those people have anything to do with Osama bin Laden. I think that those people have to do with the fact that insane people are running our government and gave permission to torture. You know, when you give people in power permission to torture, especially people who are in a situation where there's no recourse for what you do, you know, I can do whatever I want to. There's no rules. There's no recourse. There's nothing. Haven't there been several seminal experiments that shows that human beings revert, and I don't care if they're Islamic or American or British or Ecuadorian, they revert to a very primitive stage, and they take advantage of the situation. Oh, I get to torture somebody. And a lot of our service men and women are boys and girls. In a different context, they wouldn't even be allowed to drink. You know, there are people over in the Middle East on our side in our uniforms who are killing folks who would not be able to get a beer here in Georgia. So, to me, they're boys and girls. It's like Lord of the Flies over there. No rules.
Yeah,
no rules. All power and unbridled, undisciplined, no chain of command. Our generals, our people who are supposed to be providing guidance and leadership, are just sick enough, or they don't care enough, that, or they're caught in the middle between Lord of the Flies, boys and girls committing mayhem, and on the bottom and on the top, these sick bastards who run this government, who have to, who get a lawyer come in and say, okay, well, and so you can torture, yeah, go ahead, George, you can order torture. That's well, where we are.
Here's where I wanted to cheer you up. Let's just say, just for 2 seconds, because I really want to cheer, I want to hear you laugh tonight, you know.
Okay.
Just for 2 seconds, let's say that is true. Let's say, for the sake of argument, completely hypothetically, that they do indeed have him locked up somewhere. Well, there's a website you can go to vote on what day they're going to unveil it. You go to, it's pretty funny, you go to osamasweepstakes.com.
Osamasweepstakes.com?
Yeah, osamasweepstakes.com. Okay. And you can vote on when they're going to unveil bin Laden. So I just thought that might cheer you up a little bit.
Well, okay, in a macabre sort of way, I guess it does.
That's good to hear. I'm glad.
Thank you, John.
All right, have a good one.
All right, sir, you too. Appreciate you checking in. No, I don't know. I don't know what the conventional wisdom is. I know a lot of us in the liberal or the progressive or the American political mindset, those of us who still believe that this country can do much better than these vampires that now run this country. I know there's a mindset that says the Bush crime family is so sick and so corrupt and so filthy and so manipulative that, yeah, they already have Osama bin Laden and his kidney dialysis machine stuck somewhere, and they're going to pop him out, you know, the October surprise or what have you. I just don't believe that. If that happens, I'll do some act of penance. What could I do? I guess I could... I don't know. I think it's something. But I just don't believe that that's the case. I really don't. The chief of staff of the White House, Andy Card, said about a week or so ago that President Bush, views America as, quote, a 10-year-old child, end quote, in need of the sort of protection provided by a parent. You aware of this? This was in the Boston. Was this in the Boston? Yeah, Boston Globe. Oh my God! Back on September 2nd, Democrat John Kerry immediately said that the comment was condescending. Whoa! Oh, you go, John. Ooh. But can you imagine that? Bush views America as a 10-year-old child. Oh my God! If ever. There was a president who acts like an out-of-control two-year-old. It's this guy. Andrew Card said, quote, "It struck me as I was speaking to people in Bangor, Maine, that this president sees America as we think about a 10-year-old child. I know as a parent I would sacrifice all for my children." You see, the Republican Party has cast itself as the daddy party. You know, we Democrats, we're too much about fair play and ethics and morality. You know, that's mommy's stuff. Be nice to your sister. That's mommy's stuff. Daddy stuff is kill your sister. Of course, any parent that ran a family or a household the way Bush runs the country would find themselves in bankruptcy court. And then on the way to family court for child abuse, right? That's according to Phil Singer, a Kerry spokesman. Singer points out, just over the last year, 1.3 million people have fallen into poverty, including 700,000 children, yada, 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 yada. You know, all those statistics that we know about. But the American public, at least the ones polled, don't either don't seem to know about or don't seem to care about. 700,000 children in poverty? Screw them. If they had parents who would, you know, if they were fetuses, we'd do something. But screw them. They're live children. We don't care. Stuff them back up in the womb and attach them back to that umbilical cord, and we'll do everything we can to take care of them. The little angels. But once they're born, they're just sick little welfare-sucking bastards. We don't care. We only 700,000 children in poverty? The hell with them. Now, what makes all this sick, according to the Boston Globe, Andrew Card made that little comment on, where was he? He was, I forget where he was, but he made little mention of the war in Iraq, but told of his trip accompanying Bush to the Walter Reed Army Medical Center where injured soldiers had been treated. And Card said, referring to Bush, he has walked into a room where a soldier tries to stand to pay respect to the president. But he doesn't have any legs, and he wants to give an officer's salute, but he doesn't have any arms. And the president leans over, and everyone stands at attention, and as the president presents a Purple Heart, tears flow. And I can honestly say that never once have I seen a situation where a soldier or a Marine or a sailor or an airman didn't say, "Thank you for the privilege of serving, Mr. President. I'm anxious to get back. Oh, my comrades." That's according to Andrew Card. These people, this is the sickest group of people, aside from the fact that they are destroying the country. This is really perverse stuff. I mean, this is war porn. This is, I don't know, I've never come across anything like this in my life. Have you? Anything this perverted and sick to relish, to mule and use wounds to human beings caused by a war that George Bush created out of thin air, and our people have been sent there, and they get the ones that don't get killed get arms and legs blown off, or their minds are ruptured, or their faces they no longer have bottom jaws, or what, you know, they're deaf. An explosion went off and ruptured their eardrums, or their half their brains been shot away, and these people are still alive. And these sick people, Andrew Card and Bush and Cheney and the rest of these animals, go like you and I would go to a petting zoo. And they walk up and down the corridors of these hospitals with their Purple Hearts, and they comment on the fact that people can't stand because they have no legs, and they can't salute because they have no arms. And these are the evil, evil animals that caused that? Oh, my God.
I don't have much to offer him. I'm very small, you see. But I can love my Jesus.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm Larry Maestrich. I'm a filmmaker and a citizen, not a politician. I believe passionately in the freedom of expression, an idea that is increasingly threatened by today's administration. Films play an important role in bringing social issues to the public, yet fewer films receive distribution today, especially those expressing an alternative point of view. Seven conglomerates now control which films you get to see. Film Movement and Air America Radio are trying to change all that. Subscribe to Film Movement at AirAmericaRadio.com and receive a new, first-run film to own on DVD each month. Award-winning films with strong social messages. Important films such as Falling Angels with Miranda Richardson about the American family in the 1960s. And The Party's Over about the state of democracy in America. These films are exclusively available through Film Movement. We thank you for your support in our mission to bring alternative voices in film to America. Please visit AirAmericaRadio.com and help make a difference.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. Products and services are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends September 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call now for cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab. You get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
I love the story of Pedro Pan.
I love the story of Pedro Pan. And I talk like this so you know that I do speak Espanol. I say my English words like this to make it sound like, you know, even more Pedro Pan. Healthcare premiums up 59% since the age of Bush. How about that? Families pay, on average, almost $900 more per year for healthcare premiums. But by God, he's going to protect us from terrorists, so let's everybody vote for him, okay? All you folks in the red states, he's a good boy. He's got Christ in his corner. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation's annual health survey, in 2004, the cost of job-based health benefits rose by 11%, marking the fourth consecutive year of double-digit growth. Premiums continue to increase much faster than inflation. Inflation is 2.3%. Since 2001, premiums for family coverage have increased by 59% compared with inflation growth of 9% and wage growth of 12%. Another ugly statistic from the Kaiser Family Foundation's Employer Health Benefits 2004 annual survey. There are at least 5 million fewer jobs providing health insurance in 2004 than in 2001. This is more of the Bush legacy. This is George W. Bush. Of course, he's out there now talking about, well, in 4 more years, we're going to do all kinds of miracles and stuff and things and wonderful things. And I'm going to make sure that healthcare is there and everybody will get some of it, too. So, you know, we just need 4 more years. We made tax cuts for everybody, and that stimulated the economy. But, you know, I had the trifecta to deal with, and Bill Clinton gave, you know, we had 8 years of depression, and then I came in, and I On Friday, it was announced that Medicare cost increase, stunning 70% monthly premium hike that seniors will face in January. That's after the election. 17% for seniors. Overall, the average American senior citizen, don't you hate that term, on Medicare will have paid just under $1,000 more over 4 years for basic monthly premiums and hospital deductibles under Bush. We're going to change all that. We're going to privatize and make everybody going to be rich. And health care will be out there. I promise I'm going to do it. Remember 4 years ago I told you I was a compassionate conservative and I didn't believe in getting involved in other nations' business. And I was a reformer with results and a uniter, not a divider. And here I am again. Hey! We're going to do all these wonderful things, and we're going to stop killing the little unborn babies, and we're going to have health care, and senior citizens will be okay and good forever. They will be. Just reelect me. Senior citizens will be good forever. And I'm going to make jobs come and clean up the air. And I'm going to make the water more better. And you know them fish that have a mercury? We're going to catch every little fishy, and we're going to take the mercury out of them and put them back. I just want 4 more years. That's all I want. 4 more years because I'm George W. Bush. And we're going to, what else are we going to do? We're going to stop the terrorism. You know, we're fighting on terrorism, and we're beating it, and a lot of Afghanistan, the little girls there now can wear white shoes, and they can fly a kite, and what? Oh, that's right. There was more people killed and bombs go. Well, don't pay any attention to Afghanistan. It's a free democracy, and what else? Oh, yeah, and North Korea. And let's see, what else? Did I mention that we're going to get the mercury out of the fish? I did say that, okay. And the homeland is going to be securitied. We got all kinds of ways to securitize the homeland, and we're going to give out duct tape. And the trains are there, too. So everything is okay. Hi, America. Hi, I'm George Bush. Hi, how are you, sir? How are you, ma'am? Let me kiss your baby. Hi, thank you, little baby. And there's an old lady. Hi, old lady. Guess what? Medicare is going to be just fine. And I got a drug card coming for you. And we, you know, the polls show me I'm way ahead now. And I'm going to be your president again because I've done so much for this country. And did I mention we're going to get the fish cleaned up and get the mercury out? And what else are we doing? We never put mercury in them. That was Bill Clinton. And Jesus. News reports about Friday's Medicare cost increase focused on the stunning 17% monthly premium hike that seniors face in January, despite having paid a payroll tax for most of their working lifetimes. So many people, all seniors who rely on Medicare, must pick up significant costs of the program. The two biggest costs are the monthly Medicare premium, which Bush just raised to $78 a month, and the hospital deductible, which Bush just raised to $912 a year. When Bush took office, the Medicare premium was $50, now it's $78.20. And the hospital deductible was $792, now it's $1,000. Bush has now raised Medicare premiums by 56% over 4 years. Since it just incredible. Oh, during Clinton's tenure in office, the largest increase was in 2000, when Part B of Medicare premium would be $4.50 higher than the previous year. Your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy. I've got a large
prescription drugs will be an integral part of the Medicare plan.
Guns are great, they make us all safe, except of course for the high death rate.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Smart weapons, dumb president.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Somewhere in Texas, a village is missing its idiot. If you agree with these statements, we've got the perfect store for you. SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $9.95. Magnets, buttons, and even a new W pinata at SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com is the heart and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
SeeYaGeorge.com has been spotlighted on USA Today, The Randy Rhoads Show, Howard Stern, ABC, NBC, and believe it or not, Fox. Don't have a computer? Call for our full-color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at SeeYaGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call SeeYaGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
Hi, I'm Larry Maestrich. I'm a filmmaker and a citizen, not a politician. I believe passionately in the freedom of expression, an idea that is increasingly threatened by today's administration. Films play an important role in bringing social issues to the public. Yet fewer films receive distribution today, especially those expressing an alternative point of view. Seven conglomerates now control which films you get to see. Film Movement and Air America Radio are trying to change all that. Subscribe to Film Movement at AirAmericaRadio.com and receive a new, first-run film to own on DVD each month. Award-winning films with strong social messages. Important films such as Falling Angels with Miranda Richardson about the American family in the 1960s. And The Party's Over about the state of democracy in America. These films are exclusively available through Film Movement. We thank you for your support in our mission to bring alternative voices in film to America. Please visit AirAmericaRadio.com and help make a difference.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Unfiltered.
Bush said, "We went to Washington, D.C. with the idea of solving problems. We've done that job when it comes to improving health care for our seniors." Exactly how are you improving health care for your seniors?
Killing them off. Less seniors, better health care.
Liz Winstead, Chuck D., and Rachel Maddow.
The price has gone up for health care, therefore it must be better health care.
Well, clearly.
It costs more, it must be better.
Unfiltered. On Air America Radio.
Keep our promises to the elderly in America. This requires a sense that the urgency.
Yeah, it also requires peeing friends. Phil is calling from L.A. Phil, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Sure.
I was holding to talk to you about your subject of the day, whether or not this race is over. But before I talk about that, can I tap into your little tirade from a minute ago about these people and the shame and the shamelessness,
sure,
and the
sure.
hypocrisy and the lies? And what I really wanted to chat about was, I'm totally on board with you. I think that we've really been overthrown by some of the worst kind of people this country's ever seen. And that I think it's for money and for power and nothing else. And what I wanted to talk to you about was this reluctance on the part of the people of this country to believe that it's actually happened.
Uh-huh.
It's happened in almost every other country in the world. We could go down the list. We're horrible. Just people that care nothing about other human beings' state of life or even their actual... their limbs being blown off or whatever it was, that it's perfectly okay with them as long as they stay in power and they get richer and they get more powerful. And it's obviously happened here. But the people of this country, they just can't accept it. They just can't accept it.
I know, and it's I guess it's hard to accept because administration after administration in this country, with a few notable exceptions, had, I think, the interests of society as a whole as the central part of their reason for being. And we've seen a couple where that was not true. I think Nixon was just psychotic enough that it wasn't true in his situation, in his case.
Sure.
I think Reagan was just so totally, his mind was already starting to soften up, so it was beyond his ability. But this group... that have clustered around Bush too. It's astonishing.
It's something to behold.
Yeah, and I think that's why Americans, for the most part, won't believe it because
tapped into to a very good answer to it, which is that our formation was from such a position of good and justice,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of like if you're growing up and your dad or your mom, you've always known them to just be the most wonderful people that really have your best interests at heart. And then all of a sudden they just turn into a raging alcoholic. It's very hard to accept. For years you're going to live in a state of denial that this is somebody else that's really come in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's going on. I think I think they're taking advantage of it. This is an amazing opportunity for these people. I mean, this is I got this great thing from Rand McNally. It was a histogram of world empires. And it showed from the beginning of recorded time the size of the greatest empires on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And, the Roman Empire had a pretty good chunk of the world. But us, right now, this is it. This is the pinnacle. And these people have taken it over.
Yeah,
and so they're in control of an astronomical amount through pure evil. And the people that they're succoring have absolutely, for the most part, no idea what's going on. And you've got to give George Bush credit, I mean, in an evil kind of way, for pulling the wool over so many people who just, they sit by and they go, God, he just seems like such a nice guy, and I could never imagine he would do anything like that.
Well, I think that's the genius of Karl Rove. Karl Rove is Satan's brother.
That's right. He's his enabler. Yeah, he made Bush presidential.
It's incredible. Karl Rove, who learned from the master, Lee Atwater, until Lee Atwater, his brain was eaten away by a tumor that was obviously put there by Christ. Christ decided that Karl or Lee Atwater was just an abomination and decided to kill him with a brain tumor. And eventually Christ will probably do that to Karl Rove.
But will Rove recant on his deathbed?
Once he sees the yawning bowels of hell at his feet and the flames licking, as Lee Atwater obviously did, I think Karl Rove will scream into the infinite the same thing.
So.
Yeah.
So,
hey, listen, let me leave it there. I got to move on.
May I just tell you my comment about
very quickly,
why
sure.
it's not over? I'll be quick.
Okay.
The previous caller, and everybody's talking about this Osama surprise. I think they're going to pull something along those lines. They're not going to show us Osama. 2 or 3 days before the election, they're going to claim that they've caught him. And they're certainly capable of lying about it. They don't have to show us his face. Mm-hmm. It'll be enough. And then after the election, they'll make up some nonsense about he was buried in some rubble or maybe we were wrong. But, you know, whatever. It's already over.
Unless they have some DNA, I don't think it's going to work.
It'll absolutely work. The public will go rah, rah, rah. There'll be parades in the street. And the only way to get around it is for John Kerry to get an actor to portray Osama. And he's got to show the world that he's got him.
Oh, my God.
And I would suggest either Ted Danson or Chevy Chase.
I think Ted Danson would probably work. Thanks,
excellent.
Phil.
Thank you,
sir. I appreciate it. Oh, my God. You people are getting stranger than I am. Steve is calling from Long Island. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Mike. Great pleasure to talk to you and to hear you on the air. You are so refreshing, man.
Well, thanks.
Years ago, I did an hour a week on liberal radio and spent most of my time dissecting Rush Limbaugh and Bob Grant.
Uh-huh.
And I never thought that I would hear somebody from our side able to do it the same way to them as they do it to us. And
hey, we've got several on this network who'll do that.
I listen from morning till night. But
great.
You have a special rapier there, Mike.
I have a special hatred of all the people in the lineup of Air America. I'm probably the one most consumed with hate. You know.
Well, I don't believe that's true, but anyway, you presented very well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Anyway, my comment is on the Osama bin Laden thing, and then after I say this, if you want to talk about the healthcare thing, I'm a professional health policy analyst. I've been doing it for 40 years, and I can give some more fill-in on that. But as far as Osama is concerned, I've said for quite some time, in fact, since the fall of 2001,
uh-huh.
written this too, that I think that the Bushies caught him a long time ago, and that either they have him or they killed him. If they have him, he will never see the light of day.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not worth it for them to bring this guy out before the election, because if they bring him out before the election, at some point they would have to put him up in some kind of court. And what this guy has to tell the world about the connections between himself and the Bushes and the Saudi monarchy is something that the Bushes and the Saudi monarchy definitely do not want.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and if the election were 3 years away and they presented him, I can agree with you. But we're 50 days away. We're 7 weeks away. If they, being the psychopaths that run this country, if they had him and presented him and said, look, who we've got, he would never come to trial. It would be a couple of years. I mean, it's going to be a couple of years before Saddam ever comes to trial. I just don't believe that Osama bin Laden is going to be captured. I really don't. I don't understand. Saddam was just a tyrant and a thug. And comes a bad word, a son of a bitch, and most practicing Islamists hated him because he was, you know, he came out of the Ba'athist Party, which really came out of the Communist Party, and they hated him. He was not a religious man. Osama.
He was thoroughly secular.
Right.
Osama didn't like him at all.
Yeah, Osama, on the other hand.
Do you know the story about what happened at the last meeting between the Iraqis and the Kuwaitis before the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait?
Yeah, I think
what the foreign minister said to Saddam in the room.
Right. We don't get involved in discussions, but territorial disputes among Arab countries. I know, but the point
No. They said that. Yeah, sure. They said that. They said we don't get involved in discussions with people whose mothers came from the street.
Oh,
because
you're not talking about April Glaspie. I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. You're talking about the Iraqi foreign minister.
The Kuwaiti foreign minister.
Right.
Saying
okay.
To the Iraqis.
Right.
With Saddam in the room.
Right. Okay. Well, that probably explains
I'm
the invasion.
I'm talking about the permission that April Glaspie gave to Saddam to invade Kuwait.
I'm
not talking about that.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. Well, listen, thanks for checking in, Steve. I got to move on. Thank you very much. I appreciate
okay,
your
great.
Call, sir.
Keep
Take
going,
care.
Mike. You're so refreshing.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it. I don't know what to say when people say stuff like that. It gets kind of embarrassing. But thanks, you know, whatever. As far as Osama, here's my take on Osama bin Laden. How many members of the Muslim faith are there? A billion, I guess, on the planet. Let me put it this way. Can you imagine, let's say Jerry Falwell or Pat Robertson were being pursued by some authority that had a lot of firepower, and he was being pursued in the United States. Do you believe that there is a single Protestant or even to some extent Catholic organization that would turn him over? Do you think America would turn Pat Robertson? Well, you would, and I would. My analogy is breaking down. Never mind. Let me just go back to what I was trying to say. Osama bin Laden is a hero. He is a religious patriot. And man, I'll tell you, when you combine those two, you've got a great big ball of gaseous explosive material in your hands. He is a religious hero, patriot. There's not a Muslim, I don't think, who would turn him in, who knew where he was, would turn him in. I'm sure there are probably hundreds, if not thousands, of people in the Afghan-Pakistani area who aren't aware, generally, and maybe specifically where Osama bin Laden is hiding. Do you think for a moment that somebody's going to turn him in? I don't care if they put a $1 billion reward on his head, because the Islamists know that if they turn him in, they and their families and their children will burn in Muslim hell for thousands of eternities, aside from the fact that Osama's a hero. Ain't gonna happen. Osama will never be captured.
This was not some cosmic plan. Fly lately, all 70 virgins in the sky. 70 virgins in the sky.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
My name is Julia Butterfly Hill, and I'm an activist. With everything that's going on in the world today, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. It is time to reclaim what it means to be an American and what it means to be patriotic. Use your mind, your money, your voice, and your vote. Even the smallest action changes the world. For more information, go to www.activismispatriotism.org.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Ten before the hour. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. David is calling from New York. David, welcome to the program. Hey, how you doing? Hey,
hi.
David.
What? Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I hear you great.
Oh, great. I was just calling because I wanted to talk about what you started at the beginning of the show about media polling, about the polling and the media reporting of it.
Yeah.
It's gotten so bad that on Sunday on CNN, on Reliable Sources, the topic was for the day, is the press attacking George Bush? I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
But that's how they started all discussion about whether they were unfairly attacking him for his National Guard record.
Right, right.
And they discussed it for 20 minutes.
But you know what that's about, David. You know,
I certainly do, and that's right. What I wanted to talk about. I just want to say something. I'm actually from San Francisco. I'm just in New York for the week.
Uh-huh.
And I worked for the Clark campaign. I was his coordinator for Wesley Clark when he was running. In San Francisco.
Right.
And I learned all about how you can't get anything on the media. And that's because they're owned by five corporations that have corporate interests and not public interests.
That's very true.
So we understand that. But I've been out getting people to vote. I work for drivingvotes.org. I'm going to Florida for 2 weeks to help get people to the polls.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, this is the most important election we've ever had in our lives, but it's more important than anything this country has ever seen. We're on the way to Germany if we don't do something about this.
Yeah, and I don't think any thinking person who still has a brain left would disagree with you. I certainly respect the efforts that you plan on making to prevent that from happening, but you're absolutely right.
Well, it's not going to happen on my watch. I mean, not if I can help it.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is, after I do a lot of reading, and after reading What's the Matter with Kansas and all the other stuff that's out there, I've decided that we're basically divided into two groups.
Mm-hmm.
People who want to think and look ahead and mm-hmm. try and make the future what it should be,
right.
And those who want to look behind and drag us back and have somebody tell them what to do.
In other words, liberals and conservatives.
Well, it's anti-intellectuals is a big part of it.
Right.
And so when you hit these people with facts, it's not going to help because they're not listening to facts. All they're saying is, you're just an intellectual telling me what to do, and I don't need your help.
Right.
And if it hadn't been for Clinton, the Clinton administration with NAFTA, the WTO, and the Trilateral Commission, they might not be so angry at us. But I think they feel that because they haven't gotten the economic help they need from the Democrats, they're culturally going with the Republicans who talk to them about anti-abortion, anti-gays, mm-hmm. and all the other stuff that's going on.
Yeah, I felt the same way when I was in fifth grade. I used to think to myself, my teacher's just a damn smart-ass intellectual. I don't like her telling me things that I'm supposed to believe. But it's the same thing. I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly what you're saying, David.
Well, the point is that I don't believe the polls. Back when the Democratic Convention ended, on that Sunday when they ran that orange alert,
yeah,
that when Tom, the way CNN did it, I was watching CNN. The first thing they did was they had Joe Lieberman get on.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Lieberman gets on and he says, you know, Kerry and Bush, they don't really have any difference in policy for Iraq. And then he says, it would be crazy. Nobody could possibly believe that the Republicans would just give an alert just for political reasons.
Right.
Anybody who thinks that is out of their mind. That was after Howard Dean had said that they had. And so the net result is then they run the alert, and the Democratic Convention is out of the news cycle altogether.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
and then they showed, but then they showed a chart. And in that chart, they showed California and the West Coast, and then the East Coast with a few blue states, and every other state they had was red.
Yeah.
And they said, look at it. I mean, Bush has got everything already. And then they started pounding hour after hour, day after day, about these ridiculous polls. And then first they did the Swift votes, then they did the polls.
I know. And that's why I asked the question tonight. Not that I have lost faith, not that I believe that this nonsense, these asinine polls are correct, but given what is being arrayed against the American public, what you just articulated, I sometimes wonder, and I can't help it, you know, if that makes me some kind of a defector, because I sit back sometimes and wonder and then publicly talk about it on this program, well, then so be it. But I just wonder if we, that is thinking normal Americans, really have a chance, given what you just articulated, what you just said, what you just listed. First of all, media, it's just horrifying. Joe Lieberman is what Zell Miller would be like if he learned how to speak English and was heavily medicated. You know, I mean, there's no difference. Joe Lieberman is a self-hating Democrat of just the highest order. That's another reason that that Al Gore just made me sick, picking somebody like Lieberman who obviously was a drag on the ticket. Oh, well, David, I got to go to the next caller. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Okay, I just have one thing to add.
Very quick.
I was at an ACLU meeting on Sunday, and Ozzie Davis came to talk. And he was talking about when he was blacklisted from McCarthy hearings.
Who said that?
Ozzie Davis.
Oh, Ozzie Davis. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And all I can tell you is he got me believing that if you go out, you got to keep fighting, because if you talk to the people and you go out and you tell them what's going on, we got to do it, and there's still hope. And,
yeah.
And we can get past those polls if we keep telling people the truth.
I hope that's the case, and I'm going to keep believing that. David, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your input tonight. Take care, okay? Are we coming up on a break here, Madam Producer? I think we are. Lowell is calling from Tampa. Lowell, welcome to the program. I'm going to have to put you on hold in a second, but we can get started here. What's up?
Nothing much. Just waiting on pins and needles for Ivan to do whatever he's going to do around here in Tampa. But basically, I was looking at a transcript of the Blitzer interview with Pat Buchanan.
Wasn't that something?
This is unbelievable. Particularly the part where he says, but you make it sound like the President of the United States is an idiot. And Buchanan does exactly that in his next sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the president was untutored in foreign policy.
Yeah, let me just add something here, Lowell, because I want folks to be perfectly clear on this. You know, I have no love for Pat Buchanan, and as far as a charge of anti-Semitism, I believe in Buchanan's case, it's probably a valid charge. The way Blitzer brought it up, though, in the context of that interview, I think was kind of gratuitous, and it provides, let me finish, it provides, Lowell, a viewer or a listener an easy out to not hear what Buchanan's saying. I don't think there's any doubt that Buchanan harbors in his heart of hearts a very strong anti-Semitic streak. I think he harbors a very strong anti-Protestant streak. You know, this guy is a hardcore Opus Dei Catholic, and to those people, The only folks who are going to make it into hell are going to go there hand in hand with the Virgin Mary, and they're going to do it through the Catholic faith. Into heaven. Everybody else is going to hell. Lowell, hold on. Got to take a break. We'll come back and pick you up after the top of the hour. Say goodbye to our New York audience. Y'all pick us up on Sirius or the Internet. We'll see you tomorrow night. Everybody else, stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Once again, it's Dish in the Dirt, the call-in show that finds beauty in ugly room is what you got.
You want dirt? I work for some celebrities.
Talk to me.
They asked me to switch to those Clorox bathroom cleaners with Teflon surface protector. Now their dirt doesn't stick.
Well, wait. Dirt doesn't stick to celebrities?
I'm telling you, dirt doesn't stick to their bathtubs, sinks, showers, toilets, or bidets.
You know something? I don't want to hear this, because if dirt doesn't stick, I'm out of business.
Clorox bathroom and toilet bowl cleaners with Teflon surface protector. Use them, and dirt doesn't stick. Teflon is a registered trademark of DuPont used under license.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Bush ignores secret Iraq report. While a new intelligence estimate offers a gloomy assessment of Iraq's future, President Bush talks instead about brighter days ahead under a new prime minister in Iraq and the promise of free elections. He says freedom's on the march. Iraq, a daily theme of Bush's campaign speeches with attacks on John Kerry, but Bush does not speak about more than 1,000 U.S. deaths, or the highly publicized kidnappings, executions, and beheadings, or the dark scenarios outlined in the highly classified National Intelligence Estimate presented to him in late July. The new report, revealed in the New York Times, offers a sobering picture of Iraq's future in terms of political, economic, and security conditions. Worst-case scenario, it envisions developments pointing to a civil war among Iraq's three major populations, the Sunnis, the Shiites, and the Kurds. At best, the experts say, Iraq might have a tenuous stability. A middle ground estimate envisions increased extremism and fragmentation that impedes efforts to build a central government in Iraq and adversely affects democracy efforts. Several administration officials confirmed the existence of that intelligence report. Florida Senator Bob Graham says Bush has been consistently giving a very rosy scenario as to how well Iraq is doing. This report, he says, throws a large bucket of cold water over those roses. Graham, the former chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, urged the White House to release the report so voters can decide if they want to continue with a president who's, quote, gotten us into the quagmire of Iraq with no plan for entry or exit. The White House says the report will not be released. John Kerry, in a speech to the National Guard veterans in Las Vegas today, said Bush was, quote, living in a fantasy world of spin, failing to tell U.S. troops or the American people the truth about Iraq. Kerry said that he believes that Bush failed the fundamental test of leadership by failing to level with the veterans. Bush addressed the same group 2 days ago. White House Communications Director Dan Bartlett accused Democrats of unfounded pessimism. President Bush gets his briefings from commanders on the ground, he says, and he has reason for his optimism because of the enormous amount of progress we have made. John Edwards again today poked fun at Vice President Dick Cheney's claim economic indicators fail to measure the financial gains of Americans selling items on eBay. John Edwards said that Cheney said people are selling a lot of stuff on eBay. Edwards says when we count the bake sales and the lemonade stands, then we'll have a roaring economy. Edwards told a Union Hall rally in Ohio today. And the chief of the Army Reserve says his force of part-time soldiers has not fully adapted to the demands of global war in Iraq. This is Air America Radio. I'm Bill Crowley.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dad, it's not yours and Mom's anniversary, is it?
I don't think
so. Oh, no, sweetie, it's better than that. Get to Kohl's anniversary sale starting Friday for great savings. Like 30% off all our new Apartment 9 sportswear for men and women. And 30 to 40% off Mrs. Career sportswear. Everything for baby is 25 to 40% off. And all fall candles, frames, and accent rugs are 50% off.
Anniversary. Aw, jeez.
Well, she's your mother.
Fit your wallet, schedule, style.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. Please join me this and every Sunday evening when my guests and I talk about music, politics, and the world. We get to know our guests through not only their ideas, but through their favorite music.
Join me this Sunday for The Revolution Starts Now, and my guest will be Michael Franti.
The show is called The Revolution Starts Now, and you're all invited to join up Sunday evenings on Air America Radio.
The Revolution Starts Now.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here on a windy, tropical, storm-filled Thursday night. How bad is it here in the Atlanta area? Bad enough that we've lost power and can't broadcast tonight. So the staff in New York will run a best-of program, and I'll see you live tomorrow night. Take care.
Back to Mike in Miami, Florida. Mike, thanks for holding on. Let us continue.
Yeah, my pleasure, Mike. Yeah, my point with the IBD survey, simply that their reporting is very credible. Their sampling techniques would be very credible, so that you can put those results in the bank pretty much. And the good news is what that says is that the post-convention bounce is pretty much evaporated.
Yeah, and for those people who are just joining us, what Mike's referring to is Investors Business Daily, an investment and financial news magazine that is conservative, that did a poll of likely voters, and Kerry and Bush are in a dead heat. So all this nonsense about a 12-14 point spread is just that, nonsense.
That's absolutely right. You can trust the data that IBD would be reporting.
I would think. All right. Is that it, Mike?
That's it. Thanks
okay.
for having me.
All right. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate the call, and stay in touch. Patricia is calling from Northern Florida. Patricia, welcome to the program. You live in the Panhandle?
No, I live up here in Middleburg.
Oh, okay. So you're not near where the this new
the storm
this
is. No.
Ivan. Okay.
No,
all right.
Good Lord for that one.
Well, welcome to the program, Patricia.
Oh my God! Thank you for being there.
Sure.
We need people like you out there. Oh gosh, do we ever? You know, I got to tell you, there's one of the greatest gifts that God gave all of us, and that was peripheral vision.
Yeah.
And it was for a reason, so we could see what was coming at us from all sides.
Oh, there you go.
And those of us who have common sense, because it doesn't matter where you go to school and what kind of degrees you have, you better have common sense to carry you through life. Without it, you have nothing. And that's what Bush lacks. Nothing. He's disgusting, despicable. He's a snake in the grass. And I love your terminology that you use on that man. But I've been watching MSNBC, and they had National Weekly, Chicago Tribune, Washington Post, John Stossel, and, of course, the infamous Joe Scarborough himself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about, of course, Dan Rather.
Right.
With the National Guard dispute. They are demanding that Dan Rather and CBS perform an internal investigation. I mean, they were all out there tonight demanding it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's their competition, of course. You know, they love nothing but more than to sink that ship of
You know, there's
CBS.
There are two ways to look at it, Patricia. The first way would be there's no honor among thieves. But the second way to look at it is that journalists do belong to a fraternity or a sorority. Let's call it a fraternity for a gender shorthand here. They belong to a fraternity where there are certain accepted standards. And there are also certain accepted boundaries. Like, you don't just gratuitously attack someone else in the journalism profession, especially someone with Dan Rather's credentials. This man goes back, 40 years as far as a journalist is concerned. You don't attack. Now, look at who's attacking him. Some thug, some punk ass, like Joe Scarborough, who may have been involved
in
impregnating one of his staffers and then having her offed.
I hear you on that one.
Who's, you know, he's the host of that scummy program. Who else was there?
National Weekly, Chicago Tribune, Washington Post, which we know where they lean.
James Warren of the Tribune, I'm surprised that he lent his name or his presence to that collection of liars and thugs. But these people are not journalists to the extent that Dan Rather is. But aside from that, the fact that this... Now, here we go again. They go after John Kerry's war record. They go after Dan Rather's reporting. And this little weasel... This greasy weasel, George W. Bush, continues to float like something in a cesspool above all of this discussion going on about whether or not Kerry bled enough, whether or not Dan Rather's documents are legit. And as you point out, they don't dare put this kind of scrutiny on anything reported on Bush. It's just astonishing.
Well, that's where Dan Rather should kind of turn it around and say, why don't you do an internal investigation on all the information that you put out on your news networks against Kerry and the Swift Boat guys?
Well, the other thing to consider, too, and I think this is true, Patricia, in terms of a competition for audience, CBS is not going to be intimidated by MSNBC or Joe Scarborough. I mean, MSNBC at any given time might have 250,000 viewers. CBS News at night, I believe, has something like 10 million. So, CBS could give a tinker's damn about MSNBC. But it bothers people like you and me because of these outrageous distortions perpetrated by these cable television networks.
Yeah, and another thing, too, I honestly, truthfully, I've been listening to you for the past few days over the polling and all that stuff, and I've always had my confidence up there that those polls that we were seeing on TV were definitely inflated polls. I just, I'm not going to say what we have going, but the Democrats have a secret weapon. I'm not going to tell you what it is on the air.
We
have a major secret weapon going on that is going to floor the Republicans on November 2nd.
Well, I hope it happens.
Oh, count every bit of what I'm saying as truth. And
it's,
we
it's
are going to sink their ship like there's no tomorrow without any machine guns.
Well, that's always the best way.
Oh, yeah. They're going down. They're going down. We outsmarted them this time. Make no mistake about it.
All right. Patricia, thanks for checking in.
Yep.
I appreciate your call. You have a nice evening. Steve is calling from Houston. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thanks a lot. It's really great to have you back on the air.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, I listen to you a lot with IE America, too. I hadn't called in a long time, though, but I've been listening. I've been listening. Also, I've been watching a lot of Al Franken's TV shows.
Is this my buddy Steve in Houston who was looking for a job for a year and a half? Confusing you with a different Steve?
Probably so.
Okay.
I've been gainfully employed for about 5 years now.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Fortunately, I'm very lucky.
Right.
But, I was kind of hoping maybe you or Randy or Janine might do one of those TV shows someday, maybe fill in for Al.
I've got a face for radio, pal.
Yeah, I've seen it. But still, hey, you know, it would be good. But listen, I wanted to say that... On Al's show yesterday, he interviewed Elizabeth Drew, who has written a current article in the New York Review of Books called Pinning Blame about the 911 Commission.
Uh-huh.
And she had a quote there, and I was wondering if I could just read it. It's pretty short.
Sure, go ahead.
This is from the commission report. It says, "We have found no indication of any further discussion before September 11th among the president and his top advisors of the possibility of a threat of an al-Qaeda attack in the United States," end quote. You know what that's saying, Mike? It's saying that from the PDB of August 6th, when they were warned that bin Laden is determined to strike in the U.S.,
right,
all the way up to September 11th, they didn't have one meeting about it. Can you believe that?
It does stagger the imagination. You know, if some low-ranking private or PFC who's walking guard duty at night had the perimeter of what he was guarding infiltrated, he would be shot. He would be at least tossed in the brig. And here Bush and this crime family did what they did, and not only was our perimeter breached, but 3,000 people died because of their incompetence, and nobody is responsible.
Yeah, and this is the team that Cheney says we need to keep in the White House, or we'll have another attack.
Yeah.
This is gross dereliction of duty. You know, and they say that they're better at fighting terrorism than Kerry would be.
Yeah.
You know, how? By ignoring it? Is that how they're better?
By allowing it to happen. Yeah, it's astonishing. Astonishing.
You know, on Bill Moyers Now program last week, he did a documentary on 911. I don't know if you saw that. It was excellent, and it covered basically the same points, but I just hadn't put it together until I saw Al Franken's TV show. And my hair lit on fire.
Yeah, right. Your head started spinning and the pea soup came out.
And I got goose flesh. And it's unbelievable to me that they still, you know, they claim this as their big selling point. They're the best on terrorism.
And they have the audacity to expect to be returned to office. Steve, I have to leave it there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. Call us again, okay?
Welcome back.
All right, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Quick break here. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
People running around in circles. Don't know what they're headed for. Everybody's crying peace on earth just as soon as we win this war.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Planet Check.
Author Richard Heinberg talks about his new book.
Power Down is about the energy famine that industrial societies are about to experience. Oil depletion is now claiming several billion barrels of oil per day.
The political leaders of the world are lining up.
These are going to be the main powers going forward that will divide the world's remaining petroleum resources and fight over them till they're gone.
Are options moving forward?
Conversion to an alternative energy infrastructure, hopefully renewable.
The U.S. is lagging.
Right now, if you take our installed solar and wind capacity and double that and double it again, we still wouldn't be up to 1% of the U.S. total energy budget.
Find the book Power Down online at newsletter. That's museletter.com. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who
are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket. Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Past the hour, right after the next break, we're going to play some sound for you from Bush speaking to the General Conference of the National Guard Association of the U.S. at the Las Vegas Convention Center. When did that happen? Today? Yeah, today. All right, that's coming up right after the next break. Doug is calling from the Bronx in New York. Doug, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. Yeah, I'm really glad you're on the air in New York. When I first heard you, I said, where has this guy been? Why haven't
well,
I heard him before? I want to point out a very interesting article that I found in the Washington Post from this past Saturday. I think it fits into the topic because in my interpretation it shows some of the bizarre, well, it relates to the various bizarre rhetoric that's going on today. It has to do with Afghanistan and Mohammed Omar. Its source is it's an article by Dan Egan, and it's from September 11th. And it says that it's recently released declassified documents from the National Security Archive, released by a Freedom of Information Act request from George Washington University. It says that the headline is that Mohammed Omar requested of the State Department to oust President Clinton from office 2 days after President Clinton missiled, you know, on August 20th, 1998, Afghanistan to try to kill Osama bin Laden. That was about 2 weeks after the embassy bombings, of course, in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
It was a phone call. Mullah Muhammad Omar actually called the State Department, called a diplomat at the State Department who's in the office that handles that part of the world, a guy by, I think, sort of could pronounce the name, Myrnalowski, and requested that Clinton be ousted from office because of these missiles. He said that Osama bin Laden had nothing to do with the embassy bombings, and that if you want to continue to have good relations or improve relations with the Muslim world, you should get rid of President Clinton. Now, my interpretation of this is that the Republican Party obeyed Mohammed Omar in this request.
I would disagree with you, Doug. I really would. The Bush crime family doesn't, and the Republicans, they don't obey anybody. That's like saying Hitler or Stalin or Mao or Pol Pot obeyed somebody. So, I read that article, and I know what the point of view expressed in that article is, but I really disagree with it. I mean, I don't mean necessarily with the article, but I disagree with the fact that, the Bush crime family responded to this demand to get rid of Clinton. Now, you can make the case that they went after Clinton with the Monica affair, but I don't. The crazy right in this country had their own agenda, and it had nothing to do with Mullah Muhammad Omar.
I'm not saying that they literally even knew of this call. I don't think, it went probably didn't go past the State Department, most likely. But I'm saying that, in effect, by the persecution of President Clinton, and through the year 1998 especially, with all the dealings he had with Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden through that year, the only side that the Republican Party was on, in effect, because they were anti the national security of the United States by being anti-Clinton, they were in effect, not even maybe consciously, but in effect, they were on the side of who they now call our worst enemies.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I thoroughly agree. By hamstringing Bill Clinton, the entire executive branch of government, in effect, by bringing it to a standstill, the unintended consequence, perhaps, of that was to make us vulnerable for whatever devilment these terrorists could get involved in. I understand what you're saying. Doug, I need to move on. Thanks, Val. I appreciate you checking in. Yeah, that was a good article in the Post, and you can still get it. Go to WashingtonPost.com, and you can find that. Jeff is calling from Columbus, Ohio. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Hey. Oh, good. Great show as usual.
Thanks.
I'm calling tonight in a little bit of a celebratory fashion.
Yeah?
I'm finding myself employed after 18 months of what I call forced self-employment.
All right. Well, that's a clear indication the Bush economic policies are working, right? You're back to work.
Well, except for the part where I'm making about $30 an hour less than what I was making.
Oh, yeah, there's always that little catch.
Yeah. Well, on the bright side, he did say he'd lower my taxes, and when you pay less, or when you get paid less, you pay less taxes.
That's very true. That's very true. So he's certainly a man of his word, isn't he?
Well, probably not method that most of us thought he was going to do it. But
yeah, I hear that.
So, but, it's when you go from being in middle management to the hall monitor at the local high school, at least it's honest work.
Right. Oh, my God. Well, something better will come as soon as Kerry gets elected president and we can begin the long, arduous process of turning not just the country, but turning the economy around, turning everything around. And it's going to be a long, arduous process. It took Bill Clinton 8 years to do it. It took him 6 years to do it. I God only knows how long it's going to take John Kerry to correct and clean up this terrible, terrible mess that George Bush has created.
Well, the thing about the unemployment statistics is they don't include people like myself because being in middle management, they don't, you don't file for unemployment.
Right.
They came in and they said, "See ya. Here's some money. Go away. And by the way, if you want the money, sign this paper that says you won't file for unemployment."
Oh my God!
So that's why I call it forced self-employment because for 18 months I've had to do whatever I could to make some money and support my family.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're working again. I'm not glad that your income has been cut like it obviously has. I mean it when I say I think a Kerry administration will turn this around. I hope that's the case. Anyway, Jeff, thanks for checking in, pal.
Alrighty.
All right, sir. Have a nice evening. All right, quick break here. We'll be back, and I want you to hear President Bunny Pants today speaking to the General Conference of the National Guard Association at the Las Vegas Convention Center. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Candidate for governor Dickie Pillager has a message for you, the voter.
I always turn to nature to make sense of the world, but our environment is under siege. Under siege, under fire.
Cut!
Under
not under anything, Dickie. It's endangered.
He's got big ideas about the environment.
Have to get our priorities straight. The whole environmental arena, that's a priority.
Richard Dickie Pillager on law enforcement.
Frontier justice. All you needed was a good strong rope and a tree to hang it from.
Social issues.
Organizations formed to help these things will be happy to pitch in if only government would get out of their way.
Cooking.
If you're going to have a front burner, which is where you want your priorities, it's like cooking.
Finally, a candidate with all the right answers. Finally, a candidate with a vision for America. In the new movie from acclaimed director John Sayles, Silver City, rated R for language, starts Friday in select cities.
New windows? You know you need them. Your energy bills are high and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty and noisy. So, who can you count on for energy-efficient windows at a fair price? Sears. Just call 1-800-448-6600 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and save 15% on select styles. Sears custom replacement windows glide smoothly. The double-paned, extra-strength glass may help reduce your energy cost. Plus, you get a limited warranty that covers all materials. So call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends September 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So if it's time to replace your old windows, call Sears now for a free in-home estimate. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600 for Sears replacement windows.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Oreck tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis, because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition. It's time for Fun with Terror. That's right, Paul Thompson, the obsessive mastermind behind the terror timeline, is back, and he's got the facts the mainstream media won't deal with. Plus, Democratic strategist Jim Bluestein on the Kerry campaign. That and the weekly Morning Sedition Business Report on Friday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 27 before the hour. I want to talk just a little bit here about Bush and the military. In back in the campaign in 2000, if you'll remember, Bush repeatedly promised to take care of the troops. Remember that help is on the way thing? They said that Bill Clinton had decimated our forces and all the lies that Republicans, politicians usually come up with. There's no surprise here, but of course Bush has broken every promise that he made. Everything from paying the troops to housing them decently to taking care of their children to improving morale. Bush has failed on every single count. I've said this before. How can anyone who wears the uniform of the United States military, any uniform of the U.S. military, any branch, support this bastard? How can they do it? Knowing, assuming that they know. Now, granted, a lot of people in the military are very young. They're very unsophisticated. They're taught to kill or be killed. That's it. They don't have a political sense. So maybe I'm looking at this through the wrong, or with the wrong perspective. The average 19-year-old, 20-year-old doesn't give a tinker's damn about politics. Especially if that person joins the military. But Bush has broken every single promise. Everything. Everything. For example, in 2000 he said, my plan, this is his plan, help is on the way, understands what endless deployment means to young married families in the military. Now he said that during the campaign at a rally at the Kansas City Airport, Kansas City, Missouri, February 22nd, 2000. The truth is, military reservists and National Guard members are remaining in Iraq longer than they were told. And if you remember back in September, the Pentagon, a year ago, the Pentagon announced the 20,000 reservists and National Guard troops in Iraq would stay longer than they were initially to be deployed. Now, imagine if you were a reservist or a member of the National Guard, the strain that this puts on your families, on your family. Rhetoric in 2000 from Too Stupid to Be President. He said, my plan says we'll make sure we pay our military a decent wage. And then Bush tried to roll back monthly pay increases for soldiers in combat. If you remember, on October 1st last year, Bush made it clear that he wanted to roll back recent modest increases in monthly imminent danger pay from $225 a month to $150. And family separation allowances from $250 to $100 a month. That's for troops getting shot at in the war zones the Bush crime family created. Bush complained about a plan to double the benefits for families of troops killed in action. The Bush White House said that various pay and benefits incentives added to the 2004 defense budget by Congress was wasteful and unnecessary, including a modest proposal to double the crappy-ass $6,000 tip paid to families of troops who die on active duty. And he has the absolute audacity to stand in front of military men and women and claim that he is their man. Living conditions for military families that he was going to improve? Bush cut $1.5 billion from the budget for military housing improvements. In 2000, he said, I will make renovations a priority, increase housing allowances to improve living conditions for all our military families. But in the 2004 budget, a $1.5 billion reduction for military housing and the like. That's reported by the Army Times. Bush 2000 rhetoric. I will ask Congress for $310 billion needed to repair and construct schools that will educate the children of the men and women who wear our nation's uniforms. Now, why is that money necessary? I'll tell you why. Because in towns with a huge military reservation, whether it's Tidewater, Virginia, or here in Georgia, or places in Texas, there is no economic base from which to gather taxes to fund schooling. Consequently, the public schools in these huge military-based towns, the towns are not so huge, but these huge military reservations, the public schools suck. They're awful. So Bush promised in August of 2000 that he would get $310 million to repair and construct schools for the children of the people who wear our nation's uniforms. What happened? He sought a $172 million cut. The budget Bush proposed in 2003 cut funding by $172 million. It's called impact aid funding that assists schools on or near military bases. The Washington Post reported that Bush's cuts to impact aid would pare education funding disproportionately for children of soldiers who fought in Iraq. Do you understand? Disproportionately for the children of soldiers who fought in Iraq in a war Bush and his monstrous thugs created. In his 2003 tax cut, Bush doubled the size of the child tax credit for families making up to $250,000, but he refused to extend the same increase to the families of 262,000 children of military personnel. Stuck it in him again. Now, today I was looking at some photographs of dead children in Iraq that were hit by a fire from U.S. military gunships. From U.S. missile strikes in Fallujah. Dead children. Children with just blood and gore all over the street. He kills children in the Middle East. And he assaults the children of the people doing the killing. This man is a psychopath if ever one existed. You'd understand that. In 2000, Bush said, in order to boost morale, I will make sure our men and women in uniform are well-paid, well-housed, and well-trained. Bush opposed giving National Guard and Reserve members access to health insurance. There are now about 55,000 reservists and guardsmen serving our country in Iraq. 20% of all reservists and guardsmen do not have health care. Think about that. Think about that for a second, will you, truth seeker? Bush 2000 rhetoric. I'm interested in making sure morale is high in today's military. According to Inside Defense, the Army Reserves are confronted with a potential shortfall of $280 million in its budget next year that, if left unchecked, would halt all training drills for soldiers next spring. Who cares? Who cares? Show them how to fire a rifle and send the sons of bitches in to die. That's all Bush cares about. Go protect the oil. And he stands in front of military people. Bush's budget failed to provide body armor for Marines. The unfunded budget, this is according to the Washington Post, April of this year, the Marine Corps unfunded budget request included $40 million for body armor, lightweight helmets, and other equipment for Marines engaged in this phony-ass war on terrorism. And this man has the audacity, Jesus, this makes me angry, has the audacity to stand in front of military men and women and military families, young men and women, and spout the nonsense, the lies, and the deception that he spouts. You want to hear an example? I've got an example for you, okay? Here's how he's proud to have protected Alabama or Massachusetts or Texas or someplace from the commie hordes back when it was his turn by serving, maybe, did he or didn't he, in a Champaign National Guard unit or going AWOL or deserting. Oh, what the hell? You decide. Listen to this punk.
Saddam paid the families of suicide bombers.
No, that's not what I want you to hear right now. I want you to... Here, let us cue it up. Okay, this is... let me set it up again. This is how Bunny Pants is proud to have protected Alabama or someplace from the commie hordes when it was his turn to go into the National Guard, when his pappy got him into a Champaign unit, when this drug-using drunk beat the system and scrammed.
It's a pleasure to be with the brave men and women of the National Guard. As the general just said, you've had many famous Americans in your ranks, including men named Jefferson, Madison, Lincoln, and Truman. 19 individuals have served both in the Guard and as President of the United States, and I'm proud to be one of them.
Can you believe that? Putting himself in the same company of Lincoln, Truman, Madison, Jefferson, And then the 19-year-olds and the 18-year-olds applaud him when he says, I'm proud to have been one of them who served in the Guard and served as president. This is a guy who deserted his post. He left. He gave his middle finger to the United States military and walked off. And now he stands in front of these 19-year-olds and says that. This guy is totally amoral. He is totally without ethics. Listen to this clip. And tell me, truth seeker, if his verbal gaffe here is accidental or a true, oh, let's call it Freudian slip. Just ignore all the other pesky grammatical errors and listen to what he says.
From its birth in the 1630s, the Guard protected the early colonists and helped win the war on independence. We're going to keep our military strong, but never forget the strength of this country, of the great citizens of the America who served this country one heart, one soul at a time.
What? Helped win the war on independence. But never forget the strength of this country are the great citizen of the America. Evil, evil, evil bastard. Now, I've got a couple of more. We have to break here, and we'll play him coming back. But, I don't know. This guy, I guess he understands. This 58-year-old man, is that how old he is? He stands in front of 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds. And he's got all the pomp and a power of the office of the presidency. There's not a 19-year-old that's going to challenge him. There's not a soldier going to stand up and say, you lying son of a bitch, you deserted, you went AWOL, you beat the system, you conned the system, and you left me out here hanging, you dirty, rotten liar. There's not a soldier in America that's going to say that.
On Air America Radio.
Are Americans better off than we were 4 years ago? In a new national poll conducted by Mother Jones Magazine, a strong majority of registered voters from across the country claim that the United States has gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track. And half of those surveyed voted for George W. Bush in the 2000 presidential election. Take the poll yourself and view the complete results at MotherJones.com. Also at MotherJones.com, your daily mojo. Every day, the editors of Mother Jones scour the web for the day's most important stories and post them for you online. Mother Jones, strange name for a magazine, but take a look. See what you think.
Crimes Against Nature, a new book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., sets the record straight on George W. Bush, corporate greed, and the plunder of America. Crimes Against Nature makes the case that the administration has taken corporate cronyism to unprecedented heights, threatening our health, our national security, and our democracy. Al Franken calls Crimes Against Nature a passionate and devastatingly written attack on the Bush administration. Crimes Against Nature, the national bestseller by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a HarperCollins book. Now available at bookstores and online at airamericaradio.com.
When I saw how beautiful she was, I thought, this is just icing on the cake.
He put his things down and kissed me, and he said, not only is your heart beautiful, but you're beautiful on the outside also.
She took my breath away.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Sometimes a simple love story says it all.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
It's emotional, spiritual, and physical.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we'd sure like to help you have that feeling of being in love with your soulmate. That's why at eHarmony, we match you on the deep dimensions of compatibility that make for relationships designed to last a lifetime.
This man is everything that I have ever dreamed of.
Let eHarmony help you find the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony and take our $40 personality profile. Yours free when you log on today. Lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent?
Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
About 10 before the hour. Okay, we have a couple more here. This is Bunny Pants speaking to the General Conference of the National Guard Association of the U.S. at the Las Vegas Convention Center today. A guy who deserted, a guy who, first of all, had his daddy, like a lot of people did, had, the difference is Bush lied about it, had his daddy get him into a candy-ass unit. He learned to fly obsolete airplanes, and then he missed his physical because he was a drunk and a coke user, and then he just walked away and just said, screw you, I've had enough. That's it. Goodbye. Adios. See you later. And now he claims membership in the National Guard, an organization that he squatted over and urinated on. It makes me sick. It makes me sick. Now, in this soundbite, while he's addressing these 19-year-olds, it sounds like Bush thinks America was attacked. I don't know, maybe they're older than that. Maybe the National Guard Association, maybe that's people who've already served and got out. I don't know who in the hell they are. I just know that they sound, when they applaud this thug, it sounds like they're kids. But in this one, it sounds like Bush thinks America was attacked after 9/11. And it's amazing to hear these guardsmen and women clap and cheer, considering how many of them are their fellow soldiers. Bush has called out of their accounting offices, out of their classrooms, out of their families, out of retirement, to go die, be wounded, or kill. Here he is again.
The past 3 years, guard units have defended the American homeland against further attack.
What?
You've taken the battle to our enemies abroad. The National Guard has played a critical role in every aspect of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom. More than 185,000 Guard members have been called to serve on every front in the war on terror.
Fronts that you created. Crap that doesn't exist. Dead Americans, dead Iraqis. Have you seen the pictures of the dead and wounded and bleeding civilians in Iraq, all over the place? Now, here he implies, much like Cheney did, that a John Kerry presidency would cause us to drift toward tragedy.
These are dangerous times. My most solemn duty as the president is to protect the American people.
You thug.
If America shows uncertainty and weakness in this decade, the world will drift toward tragedy. This is not going to happen on my watch.
Unbelievable. This is the rat bastard who brought the tragedy to the United States. This is the person who has destabilized the world. This is the person who has generated rage and terrorism against the United States. It already has happened on his watch. It happens every single day on his watch. Murder and mayhem and terror. What does it take to... Nothing will wake him up. Nothing will wake up his criminal administration. What will it take to wake up the United States military? What will it take for these guardsmen and women, these reservists, who listen to these lies, to not applaud him? Here he provides in this last soundbite, reason what? 1,376 for his preemptive attack on the non-threatening, almost on its knees, nation of Iraq that had a thug at the head of that country, just like Bush is a thug. Is it just me, or does his doctrine of preemption strike you as a tad paranoid? Maybe Bush really is delusional and thinks all these benign foreign countries are out to get him. Maybe that's why he just keeps starting wars and attacking and killing innocent people on both sides of this issue.
Saddam paid the families of suicide bombers. We knew his long history of pursuing and even using weapons of mass destruction.
That your daddy gave him.
And we know that after September the 11th, our country must think differently.
Nothing to do with Iraq.
We must take threats seriously before they fully materialize.
Well, Canada has weapons of mass destruction. Israel has weapons of mass destruction. Who else? Apparently North Korea is very close. Iran's very close. China does. When do we strike them? If you have any familiarity at all with the clinical definition of paranoia, doesn't this mindless thug George W. Bush fit into that category? Meantime, Bush is destroying the National Guard. Recruitment efforts are down 15% from last year, which was down from the year before. What is the National Guard for? Well, its name will give you a clue, a bit of a clue. But it also, the National Guard usually provides the translators, you know, the interpreters, the people with skills, so that the regular army can be used to kill and be killed, to blow things up. The National Guard provides the policing, the military police and prison guards and all sorts of non-combat yet fully necessary functions for a working military. Bush is destroying it. He is leaving this country unprotected, and he is forcing people to say, hell no, I'm not joining the National Guard. Hell no, I'm not getting in the reserves. Why should I? Why should I be handed an 18-month deployment in a combat zone? Oh no. Thanks. Adios. When, I'm sorry, I started yelling. When do we figure this out? I mean, you figured it out, Truth Seeker, so have I. When does the 46% of Americans who still support this snake, when do they figure it out? When do the people in the military figure it out? When do the 19-year-olds, I know they're only 19, I know, yelling again. I know they're 20, I know they're 21, I know their consciousnesses are barely formed. I know there's a macho thrill about, you know, okay, let's put on the gear and damn, look what they're giving me to shoot. Of course, that all disappears when they have an arm blown off and they come back and find out what Bush has in store for them as a wounded amputee veteran. But do you think it'll ever change? You think ever a 19 or 20 or 21 or 22-year-old who has been ordered by George W. Bush after this youngster joined the National Guard or joined the reserves, ordered by Bush to go die so that Bush and his friends can live high on the pig? Do you think the time will ever come when the upper reaches of the United States military will say, we've had enough of this?
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
We're here at Kia Fest 04 and the model year-end clearance event. Everyone's getting groovy deals, like $2,500 cash back on the Kia Sedona minivan with a 10-year warranty. And qualified buyers get an additional $2,000 competitive bonus. It's Kia Fest at your Kia dealer now. Peace, baby.
Cash back from Kia Motors America. Competitive bonus available to current owners of select non-Kia vehicles who purchase a new 2004 Kia Sedona. Must take delivery from retail stock by 9:30 or 4. See retailer for incentive and limited powertrain warranty details or go to Kia.com.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Residents along the Gulf Coast are picking up the pieces as Tropical Storm Ivan continues to weaken. Ivan hit landfall near Gulf Shores, Alabama early Thursday morning as a Category 4 hurricane, packing maximum sustained winds of 135 miles an hour. In its path, Ivan ripped roofs off buildings, washed out bridges, and tore down power lines. Florida Governor Jeb Bush says the westernmost part of the panhandle was hardest hit.
The wind damage and storm surge in this storm, particularly in the Pensacola area, which apparently was on the eastern side of the eye of the hurricane, is brutal.
And President Bush has declared disaster areas in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana. Tropical Storm Jean has left two people dead in Puerto Rico and pelted the Dominican Republic with 70-mile-an-hour winds and torrential rains. Jean could pose problems for the USA early next week. Jean's projected path takes it parallel to the Atlantic coast of Florida and then toward the Carolina coasts. A U.S. intelligence report prepared for President Bush shows that in a worst-case scenario, civil war could break out in Iraq before the end of next year. That possibility was in a classified national intelligence estimate prepared in July, and it coincides with the views of many analysts and members of Congress. President Bush ended his day-long bus trip through Minnesota late Thursday afternoon with a stop in Rochester. A large crowd cheered the president as he focused heavily on health care and the war on terrorism. The president said America could not trust Saddam Hussein, and he had no choice but to invade Iraq.
Do I forget the lessons of September the 11th and take the word of a madman, or take action to defend this country? Given that choice, I will defend America every time.
Bush narrowly lost Minnesota to Al Gore in 2000. The mother of a fallen U.S. soldier is under arrest after interrupting First Lady Laura Bush during a speech Thursday in Hamilton, New Jersey. Sue Nurderer was hauled off by police for protesting the speech.
If this war is a war that they agree with, there are only three. You have no.
You need to come with us, ma'am.
You want to arrest me?
Well,
don't,
I really don't want to arrest
take
you.
My call.
Nurderer says she's upset because people like her son are dying overseas, while she says the children of lawmakers and government officials remain safe at home. A study by the federal government shows that the ongoing guerrilla warfare in Iraq is putting American troops under increasing mental stress. Lieutenant General James Helmley says basic military jobs like driving trucks and directing traffic have become battlefield jobs because of bombings and other attacks by insurgents. The first of three planned presidential debates between President George Bush and Senator John Kerry is set to be held in 2 weeks in Florida. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Guess
what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Friday on the Al Franken Show, it's high noon on Pennsylvania Avenue. Slinging lead for our site, Salon.com, Joe Connison. And Professor Cornel West, the author of the new book, Democracy Matters and Living Proof that it's cool to be an intellectual. On the other side, a bunch of jerks. The Al Franken Show veering wildly from smart to sophomoric and back again this Friday and every day.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here on a windy, tropical, storm-filled Thursday night. How bad is it here in the Atlanta area? Bad enough that we've lost power and can't broadcast tonight. So the staff in New York will run a best-of program, and I'll see you live tomorrow night. Take care.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. I'm coming to your phone calls just as soon as I share with you. This is a very quick editorial from the Niagara Falls Reporter. It's about the 1,000th dead American. And the headline is, 1,000 dead Americans, please tell us for what. This is from today's editorial page in the Niagara Falls Reporter. They won't even tell you who it is. It might have been a kid from Texas, or it might have been a kid from Virginia. They know, but they won't tell you. Whichever one it was, he was the unlucky one, unlucky enough to be the 1,000th American to die in Iraq. The kid from Texas was named Tomas Garces. He was 18 years old and a member of the National Guard. His home base was Fort Bliss, which is an installation out in the West Texas desert. It's probably not too dissimilar from where he got knocked off. He'd been in Iraq for all of 14 days. Before he shipped out, he had dinner with his high school wrestling coach. Tomas had been a standout wrestler, his local paper reported. God bless him. The kid from Virginia, well, you got to decipher, because two kids from Virginia were killed that day. Like Texas, Virginia has a fine military history, so we'll present both of them. There was First Lieutenant Timothy E. Price. He was 26. Regular Army. You can look his picture up on the Internet, and you'll see a nice young fellow with a big toothy grin his folks must have loved. Young Lieutenant Price was joined in death that day by fellow Virginian Specialist Clarence Adams III. Clarence was 28 and left behind a wife and children. More than 7,000 of our brave men and women have been maimed. A good percentage of those have lost a leg, an arm, or two legs, or two arms, or have been blinded. These are young people, the best America has to offer. If you want to vote for George Bush, go ahead. And far be it from us to speak on behalf of Tomas or Timothy or Clarence. But there are a lot of Americans getting shot to pieces in Iraq, fighting on behalf of a cabal of cowards who lied our country into the war. The same guys who dodged the draft in Vietnam now capriciously send our sons and our daughters into harm's way. There's a word for guys like that, but it's not a word fit to be printed in a family newspaper. As for Garces, Price, and Adams, there's a word for guys like that, too. It dates back to the ancient Greeks. The word is hero, and it connotes the bravery of the individual and not the perhaps misguided cause for which he died. Soldiers from Texas and Virginia know that all too well. Editorial in today's Niagara Falls Reporter. You can check it out, NiagaraFallsReporter.com. Just awful. You know, it's hard to determine where to put your grief when you see or read about the pictures of young dead Americans, hundreds and hundreds of them. When you see or read about the pictures, the graphic pictures that come back from Iraq, of other boys and girls blown to pieces by our boys and girls. It's just... it's just beyond an outrage. And then you consider why we're there and who sent our young people. God. Okay, Bob is calling from Queens. Bob, welcome to the program.
Yes, Mike?
Yes, sir.
You know, I totally agree with you. First economics and then Iraq. You know, in 10 to 12 or 15 categories, from jobs to the surplus into a deficit to 40% rise in health care to rise in medical premiums to 200% rise in elderly bankruptcies to the stock market down to gas prices up. I could go on for... Things are worse off. Remember the Ronald Reagan question? Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago or worse off? In all these categories, we're worse off. Plus the quagmire in Iraq, plus Afghanistan. We only control Kabul. We control nothing else. The heroin trade has increased 100% from when we even went into Afghanistan. We haven't stopped that. And that money funds the terrorists. How can anybody vote for this man?
I don't know. How can anyone even say they're going to vote for him?
You know, I'm going to repeat what Paul Begala says, the funny statement. He says, we say this in Texas, don't pee on my boots and tell me it's raining.
Yeah, really.
You know, I've said this to you a couple of other times. If Bill Clinton was president and we were spending $1 billion a week and losing 20 soldiers a week, these feckless Republicans would be screaming for his impeachment.
Oh, sure. Or they would hire someone to go shoot him. No, seriously.
You know,
no, seriously. They would have.
I was in Europe many times in the 90s. All the European countries, Italy, France, Germany, Switzerland, England, they all loved Bill Clinton. Ireland. If Bill Clinton went to Ireland tomorrow, 2 million people would show up in Dublin and cheer him for solving the Northern Ireland problem, brokering that deal. And if Bush went there 2 months ago, he had to hide. There's massive demonstrations in every capital against this man. Nobody wants him. We've lost respect around the world. Even American businessmen are saying they won't say it because they're pro-Republican on the tax issues and all of that. But they can't even do business in Europe the way they did in the 90s.
Yeah, and every place he goes, he's like a rat or a cockroach in the middle of the night. The most security ever by a visiting American president. They usually have to militarize the entire police force of whatever city he's going to go squat in, whether it's someplace in Spain or France or Germany or England. It's just incredible. He's like some kind of a night creature that can't stand the light of day. He has to skulk and slink around. And in the meantime, hundreds of thousands of people show up to protest his presence in their country.
You know what?
It's just an outrage what this guy has done.
You know who I was extremely disappointed in? Because I thought he was a la Clinton, a child of the 60s, a cool guy, smart. How did Tony Blair get conned into this situation?
That's the question that I don't have a clue. It is baffling. I have no idea. No idea at all. Hey, Bob, let me move on. Thank you, sir.
Thank
I appreciate
you
your call. You take care. Appreciate you checking in. Paul is calling from Philadelphia. Paul, welcome to the program, sir.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. I just wanted to alert your readers to the fact that I've been doing research on the Bush records for like the last 7 months. So I did what the media didn't do, which was actually go back, look at the laws back from 1972, the Department of Defense regulations, get an Air Force policy manual or two, and compare the records to them. As a result of that, I've become kind of sort of credible to people in the progressive community on these issues, and I've gotten a hold of a document that was not released by the White House that is directly from Bush's military records.
Really?
Yes, and it's a five-year agreement in which Bush agreed to serve for 5 years after he finished his undergraduate pilot training. Mm-hmm. Now that meant that he had agreed to serve for like at least until November 1974 in the Texas Air National Guard, pretty much as a pilot. It was a quid pro quo thing. It even mentions the fact that extensive public expenditures. I want pilot training, and I understand that you're going to spend a lot of money on me if I get this. So, officer for 5 years is what the agreement says that he signed.
Right. Yeah. Well, I respect the fact you were able to get that document, but that could be used by Karl Rove to say, see, this is how our boy decided to serve his country. The documents that are needed are the documents that were provided to CBS's Dan Rather. That the right-wing crazies in media are now trying to shred, and those are the documents that show that Bush never showed up anyplace.
We already know that Bush didn't show up anyplace. I mean, I took the payroll data. If you look at the payroll records, at the very bottom of it, there's lines of what people think are incomprehensible numbers. They're not. Those are the original data that was entered into the payroll system.
You need to get that into Dan Rather or Tom Brokaw or Peter Jennings.
They know it already.
Yeah, well, all right. Okay, well, way to go. I'm proud of you.
Okay.
Way to go. All right, Paul, thanks for checking in.
Bye.
I appreciate it. You take care. Quick break. We'll be right back. Diane, you're up next. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio.
Sideways looks never mattered until now. It's a long ride. It's a downside. It's what it's all about. And I think that you better sit this out in the big light. Solves everything. It's hanging upon your lips again.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Jim, leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay, bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Did you know that on average, a woman with a college degree makes less than a man who drops out of high school? Hi, this is Sheryl Crow, and I'm a feminist because I believe in radical concepts like equal pay for equal work and equality in general. So why is it that women are 51% of the population, yet only 14% of Congress? Why do most health plans cover Viagra, but not birth control? And more importantly, how do we fix that? Well, first, you register to vote. Go to feminist.org to register online. That's feminist.org. Then forward the link to all your girlfriends and be sure to vote November 2nd. Remember, women are 51% of the population, so when we vote, we have the power to change the world.
Sponsored by the Feminist Majority Foundation, a 501c3 organization that does not oppose, support, or otherwise endorse any candidate for public office.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Past the hour. Diane is calling from Boulder, Colorado. Diane, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, a little bit miffed.
Miffed?
For the past couple weeks, I've been listening to Air America. Praise God that it's out here.
Yeah.
And the Republican National Convention, people had their anger where it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are slipping away. They're saying, oh, I don't understand why Kerry's not doing this, and Kerry's not doing that, and Kerry's not on the air, and Kerry's not addressing these issues. And, like, Randy Rhodes was wringing herself dry trying to tell these people that he is doing these things. He's doing it where it counts among the people.
All right, who's doing that on Air America? Do you hear that on this program?
Not on that program. I heard that whining on Randy Rhodes' program, so I'm responding to that and other people calling in during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that you have your anger where it needs to be. People are just letting their anger turn into inertia and depression.
Go ahead.
I'm only saying that because we have to keep angry. I know it's debilitating. I know it stresses the adrenals. But anger is the only way thing that gets us out of bed some days.
Yeah, that's true.
And
do you think that these other talk show hosts on our network, and specifically Randy, do you think maybe that is their way of expressing the anger that is genuinely, because I try to keep a lid on a lot of my feelings about how the Kerry campaign is being run. Now, the candidate, whether it's Kerry or Al Gore 4 years ago, is pretty much going to go by what the campaign advisors tell him to do. He's got to focus on his stage presence, if you will, his charisma, his relating to the audience, his trying to stay on message, and he relies on his campaign advisors to set that tone.
And it's like Bunraku's puppet theater. He only has certain moves that he's able to do. Yeah. People should just understand and accept that. We have to be the people to make the case. When I belonged to a church that was evangelical, and I know that they were reaching out to those churches to say, well, this is the way God wants it.
Mm-hmm.
The code words were there, so it wouldn't be getting into that tricky church and state thing because some people were being monitored.
Mm-hmm.
But at least they worked every single time they met to reinforce their beliefs, what they want to do.
So you're saying that people on the progressive side of the spectrum or the liberal side of the spectrum have got to just let Kerry be Kerry and quit the bitching, as Ann Landers would say. Huh?
Butch up.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be tougher than this. They want us to defeat ourselves. They may have third, fifth columnists or people. Well, I know for a fact that they have GOP team leaders who go on blogs and are trolls.
Mm-hmm.
Say discouraging, horrible, nasty things to people, curse at progressive bloggers if they don't have a reasoned argument against one of the things that they say.
Mm-hmm.
And they
mm-hmm.
get little tote bags, they get coolers. There's a point system for little actions that they take. It's not unreasonable to believe that they can do the same thing on Air America, that they are having people saying, oh, I'm such a good Democrat, but I don't know what Kerry's doing. We have to be tough. We have to know that it could be propaganda here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Randy does a great job of taking apart those arguments bit by bit. Yes, he's on the media. Yes, he's making a statement. Yes, in 2 days in a row, he's talked about the automatic weapons ban.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's dealing with this issue. Yes, John Edwards is dealing with that issue. But the fact that we even have to say this stuff, when Bush, the people who support Bush saying, God is supporting George Bush.
Right.
Don't question it. Don't think anything different. Their faith is right down the center of their lives. It is like a cut with a knife.
Man,
we have to have that same sort of precision in our faith.
I hate these people. I just hate them.
You can hate them with a fiery passion, but that means we have to respond with opposing force. I took up martial arts when I knew that this whole campaign was going to get this nasty.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that, you know, it would be easy. But after hearing all of the grief that they put on the candidates before the Democrats had settled on who was going to run, the way that they picked everyone apart, the way that they allowed others to pick them apart, and then finally when we have a set group of people, Kerry, Edwards, then they try with the trial lawyer thing, and they said, oops, you depend on trial lawyers. They can't really touch Edwards. So that means he's a secret weapon. Let him be under the radar until he destroys Cheney in the debates.
I hope that happens.
For now, Kerry is vulnerable because he was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Dig it. Because he took risks. Because he was out in the world for 30 years. He took every public step. Everyone could pick him apart. Everyone could assassinate his reputation. And still he stands. George Bush is so hidden, we don't even know what his driver's license number is. We don't know what his history is, and the people who try and bring that history forth, they get crucified.
Yeah.
And we have to know that that's the tactic. Stop wishing it was something else. It's not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
It's wanting a dysfunctional husband who beats you up every day to stop hitting you when you know either you walk away or you hit back with something harder.
Yeah,
we can't change the Republicans and their tactics. They are not going to play nice. They are not going to turn tail. No matter what we say, oh, they're in trouble now because they're doing all this crap. They would do that crap anyway just for kicks.
Diane, your adrenals.
I know my adrenals. I punched people out this evening. I mean, I got my rest, and I mean, it's fine. I mean, that's why I took up martial arts, so I can hit people.
Oh, my God.
And since some of them are like people who vote for Bush, it's just, you know, all good.
It's all good.
But we don't talk about it on the map, but I know how their attitude is. But everybody worries. Everybody has vulnerabilities. And what we have to do is instead of saying, oh, me, we have to listen to people who could be swayed.
Mm-hmm.
We have to listen to what their concerns are. We do not say, well, I don't know about Kerry, but he's the best we've got, saying, this is the solution. If it's not Bush, then who is left? We know that basically Nader is in the pocket of the Republican Party for his own reasons. We know that even if his ideas were wonderful, his money comes from neoconservatives.
That's right, and I may get to that tonight about his getting on the ballot in Florida. Diane, it's a slice of heaven to hear from you. I love your energy. Take care and call us again, okay?
I'm just putting out a little prayer. Have them do you live in Boulder instead of having some putz. I don't even want to say his name.
That would be great. Thanks, Diane.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
No place to go but when the law.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you short on cash in these troubled times? Or perhaps you want to pay off some old bills that are piling up? Well, you can. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Service, high on the 76th floor in the Empire State Building, will buy your unused and unwanted diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices. Empire will evaluate your diamond and gold jewelry at no cost. And if you decide to sell, you'll walk out with the highest cash prices paid in over 60 years. You always feel at ease in Empire's friendly office. Empire's customers are treated like family and friends. You'll be waited on in a private office with no sales pressure. The decision to sell is strictly yours. Empire will never try to trap you by asking, how much do you want for your diamond and gold jewelry? Empire tells you the price. It's unethical to ask. An honest jeweler will tell you what he can pay without backing you into a corner. Sell your diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices today so you can have available funds for your necessities. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Services, 76th floor, Empire State Building, 5th Avenue at 34th Street.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero. Make a turn for the better. Head driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more room for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, room.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab. You get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Windy Light for the doctor's night guard dental protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The doctor's night guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard in the oral care section.
Ring of Fire.
In New York City right now, you're not supposed to take pictures in the subway because it might help terrorists plan an attack. Meanwhile, right across the river, there's a toxic chemical plant that anyone could walk right into and blow the place sky high. I'm Mike Papantonio, and I hope you'll join me and Bobby Kennedy this Saturday on Ring of Fire. We're devoting our whole show to the critical national security issues that this administration is completely ignoring. Join Bobby and me Saturday on Ring of Fire.
Remember when he used to play with Focus? It's 27 before the hour. Bruce is calling from California. Bruce, welcome to the program.
You doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Ask Diane if she wants to marry me. I love her.
I hear that. I hear that, pal. I'm sure there's a line of people who would like to marry Diane.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. Listen, the reason I was calling is that I was thinking about what the way the press has treated our dear esteemed leader, and with kid gloves, and not asking any tough questions, and basically just giving him a free pass on everything
right.
That's gone on. And I'm just wondering what your views are on what's going to happen if Kerry wins, how the press is going to turn around and treat him. I mean, if the same right-wing folks are running the press, it seems like it's going to be an attack dog scenario from day one like it was with Clinton.
Yeah, there's a good chance that'll happen. I don't know if Kerry has anything that can be attacked in his background. Sadly, Clinton did. His bimbo eruptions, the Whitewater thing, which turned out to be nothing, of course. I mean, I'm not saying there's any substance to anything that they went after Clinton for, but there was something that these little rat bastards could get their teeth into.
Well, I think it was a little more than that because, I mean, it wasn't...
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, I don't think there's anything in Kerry's background. Just like Diane said, this guy has been out there in public life for 30 years. After he got into the military and did what his country asked him to do and found out that it was a fraud, it was murder, it was worthless, he came back and stated that. And then he went into public service after a while. He was either a defense attorney or a prosecuting attorney. I forget which. So his whole life has been out there, as Diane pointed out. I can't think of anything that the vermin can go after him. But I think you're right. I think it would be 4 years of nonstop attacks by the pigs. I think the mainstream media will be very happy with Kerry, because as I've said before, Kerry is not some mouth-breathing left-winger. Kerry is very much a centrist. He's very much a Clinton-Gore Democrat. He's very much a DLC Democrat, and a lot of people on the left hate that, and I understand that. But what's to attack him on?
Well, what I noticed in the Clinton administration is they attacked virtually every proposal that he made, it wasn't just personal. Of course, the personal attacks were very... virulent.
They attacked his domestic
policy decision that he made was stomped and
every single instance he was correct that I can think of. I'm talking domestic policy.
I agree with you too, but I'm saying is that's not the relevance of my question or my point. I guess is that what I'm sort of foreseeing is that it's going to be a repeat of Clinton, where Bush got away with anything and everything that he said or did, even like the energy policy with Cheney,
right.
Okay, and the California energy crisis and him being the only one that could have stepped in, and he didn't.
Yeah, okay, I get what you're saying. I really do. I don't know how this is going to play out. I really don't, Bruce. I hope media will have learned its lesson. But as far as talk radio, they will go after him every time he hiccups.
Yeah.
They'll say he's farting out of his mouth.
Right.
The alphabet cable networks will continue their vicious, nasty, ugly assault on America. And that will be personified with John Kerry. So, no, I don't think they're going to let up. But I think mainstream media, after realizing how badly they snookered themselves, I'm talking specifically like the Times, like the Post, like some of the major anchors at some of the major networks, they're realizing that being a jingoistic supporters for George Bush and doing for the Bush administration what Monica did for Bill is not helping the country, and it's not helping their own interests. So I hope mainstream media will leave it alone. Let me move on. I appreciate you checking in, Bruce.
Yes, thanks very much. And give Diane my phone number.
I'll definitely do it, Bruce. You take care. Barry is calling from Long Island. Barry, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Okay. Listen, it's the first time I ever called a radio show in my life.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah, it really is. I've been listening to you for quite a while, and I've never been more in tune with somebody as far as my views are concerned than I am with you. But the point I'm trying to make is this. Your message and all the other radio hosts' message on your station is confined to your audience. I mean, is there any way that, like, if John Kerry ever heard of you, he could use you to campaign on his behalf so the message can get out to people that don't listen to Air America?
Well, I'm kind of doing that now. I think everybody on this network, from Al Franken all the way down the chain to me, and, you know, I bring up the rear. I think all of us are working to see Kerry elected. As far as actively taking part in the campaign, I don't think any of us that work for Air America would want to give up a paying day job to, you know, to go work as a volunteer.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant, like, for example, like when you personally, like if you are not on the air, would you be able to do something over and above your radio show on his behalf?
If I could find some time to sleep, which I can't. But, no, I understand what you're saying. And no, the Kerry campaign will go for the professional. Look, they just signed up, I believe, Begala and the Raging Cajun, what's his name, James Carville.
Oh, okay.
You know, Franken does make appearances on the weekend at Kerry events, so Franken is already doing this.
Okay, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, but he's based there in New York. I'm here in Atlanta.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I just want to say that, you know, I give most of the American citizens in this country credit for having common sense. And I think that part of the reason why there's so many people that will vote for Bush that are pro-Bush is that they don't know all the facts. It's almost like Bush is brainwashing them. And if the truth can be heard, I mean the real God-honest truth could be heard,
yeah,
I think Kerry would not only win, but it would be a landslide, because there's no way in the world that, given the information that we know about Bush and Kerry, that anyone in their right mind could ever vote for Bush.
Well, I agree. Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, sort of. But let me tell you where you and I would probably disagree, Barry. Let me say first that media in this country have failed miserably. It's up to them to keep us informed, and they have it. And I understand that most of us have to work an awful lot of hours, and a lot of us can't get the news just absorbing what comes over radio and television. So we have to go dig it out. And now, having said all that, I have very little patience with anybody who doesn't make the effort. And I know we're all stressed out, we're all overworked, we're all underpaid, none of us have any time. But I have very little patience with people who don't understand the evil sickness of this administration. And if you want to take it out of the context of evil and just put it into the incompetence, the absolute destruction of this economy and our system of government that Bush crime family is doing, how can anybody observe what's going on, is my point, and not realize how corrupt this administration is. So I don't have any patience with people who don't go get the information. We got the internet now. You can access any newspaper in America.
Right,
you can access any newspaper on the globe. And
Mike,
the information is there.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I know my time's almost up, but if I could just inject a little humor, I think you'll enjoy this.
Yeah?
This is a little Bush joke. Bush and Cheney go into a restaurant for breakfast one morning, and the waitress comes over, and they're looking at the menu, and Cheney says, I'll have bacon and eggs. So the waitress looks at Bush. Bush says, I'll have a quickie. So the waitress slaps him, and she walks away. So Bush says to Cheney, I wonder why she did that. Cheney looks at the menu and says, that's quiche, George.
All right. That sounds like a Massapequa Long Island joke.
Lindenhurst, but you're
Lindenhurst, close enough. Thanks, Barry.
All right, take care, Mike.
All right, I appreciate your call. Now, I used to say on programs I've done before, and I mean this, you know, my job is not to educate. It's not Al Franken's job. It's I've got an obligation to educate myself. Kathy has a job here to educate herself. We have to do it in order to do this program. But aside from that, we have to do it in order to survive in this country in these times. And I just feel everybody has that obligation. Anyone who I love my audience. I love the people who are kind enough to tune into this program, given all the choices out there. But I have to say, we are not here to educate. Now, 99.9% of you know that. Like, oh, all right, Malloy, we know that. Yeah, and I know you know it. That's not what this show's about. And I can understand what Barry was talking about, but like I said, I have no patience, very little, for people in these times, in these circumstances, these conditions that we live in now, who don't get the information themselves. Oh my God, what do people need? What do people need? You know, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, you couldn't access every single news source on the planet. You now can. There's nothing that's in the public that you can't get your hands on or your eyes around. You know what I'm saying? I know you do. I know you know what I'm saying. John is calling from New York. John, welcome to the program.
Hello. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, very disappointed. Naturally, I'm an immigrant. Today, we had the same subject in Greek, in a Greek station, but in English, of course.
Yeah.
What can Kerry do to overcome these problems that we are facing?
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I have to say is that Bush, because he joined the National Guard, he was a liability to his father. I immigrated in this country in 1951.
John, let me get you to hold on. I want to hear what you got to say, but I got to take a break, okay?
Okay.
I'll come right back to you as soon as we do this break, pay a few bills, whatever. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get. And you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell, because without it, Bob, meet Becky, is more like E. coli meets Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... you drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke-free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
But 10 before the hour. Tonight, as usual, the program was engineered in New York by Colin Tipton and our resident rock star, Jason Isaac. Fabulous. Linda Blake screened your phone calls. Thank you, Linda. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org archives the program. Check out AirAmericaRadio.com, if you would, please. And the executive producer, the one who must be obeyed, Catherine Bay. All right. Where are we? John is calling from Massachusetts. John,
John from New York.
John from New York. I'm sorry. I was supposed to come back to you, and I looked the wrong way. Okay, John, go ahead.
All right. As I was saying, I immigrated in 1951. I was drafted in 1952 during the Korean War.
Mm-hmm.
I served my 2 years honorable.
Right.
And, of course, when we came out, I was in the reserves. To my judgment, in 1999, by the way, I was in the hospital for a triple bypass. And I told the patients there in the TV room that Bush, if he's elected, he would declare war against Saddam. And I'm surprised why the American people, they're brainwashed by this individual here who went into the service, National Guard, because he was a liability to his father because of his drinking problems, you know.
Yeah, his drinking, his drugs, his whoring around,
right. And naturally, he did not serve his time. He bought his time in the service. And this is what the public should know. Rich people, they buy their time instead to serve their time. He's not a patriot. He does not love America. What he says is empty speeches.
Well, why doesn't the American public, for the most part, understand that, John?
My question, why these American people here, they're brainwashed. because a person like him, he has empty head. To my judgment, he has no idea. He cannot make decisions himself. He cannot order something to it by himself unless somebody suggests something to him.
Yeah, yeah.
And people, they trust him. Are we fighting the terrorists there? Are we fighting those that they hurt us? He destroyed an ancient country with history because of Saddam.
Yeah, we're not fighting the people.
We're fighting the right people.
Yeah, we have 10,000 people, if that many, in Afghanistan. And
We killed. Anybody who goes to war, either you kill or get killed.
Right.
And naturally, being strong as we are, we're not going to defeat that small nation.
Yeah,
but anybody who has brains, as he claimed, Saddam had MDWs, he had chemicals. Why did you send 500,000 soldiers there, men?
I know.
If he threw whatever you said he has, what happened to those people that you sent there? All would get killed.
That's true. John, I got to move on. Listen, man, you make some good points. Thank you. I hope you're going to call in again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, so take care. Take care, John. We're just about out of time. Nelson is calling from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. He's our bureau chief out there. That's about 10 miles west of the end of the world. Nelson, welcome to the program. You got about a minute and a half, dude.
Oh, you silver-tongued devil. I finally got through the busy signal, and I hit the trifecta.
Yes, you did. How you doing, Nelson?
Oh, man. Listening to who is it, Barry from New York.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are just right on the same wavelength all the time. Same here. But he brought up an interesting point, and I've been rolling this around in my mind. It's been said that a politician worries about the next election. A statesman worries about the next generation. You know, I'm on the board, and I'm reading this, and I'm reading that, and the left, we're kind of, you know, scattered all over the place. The flying monkey right wants one goal, and that's to keep Bush in the White House, period. No matter what.
No matter what.
And that agenda takes precedence over the good of the country, the good of the next generation, the future, the whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe it's not exactly politically correct, but that's where we need to go to. Bush out is job one, period.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just been astonishing. You know, you have been tuned in to our efforts, my efforts, ever since WLS in Chicago, back before this bastard stole the election. You can remember back in 98, 99, and 2000. And what a stunning turn of events over the past 6 or 7 years. It's just, I can't understand. I say it every night. I come across like a real dork, I'm sure, but I can't understand how this happened. What was it? This is purely rhetorical, but what was it that we found so awful about 8 years of the Clinton administration? You know, one war, yeah, but no dead Americans as a result of anything Bush, anything Clinton that got us involved in. A prosperous economy, things starting to look up. You know, what was it that in November 2000 we said, well, we've had enough of this, let's destroy ourselves?
Because we forgot where we came from.
Yeah.
And if I called you in 1999 and told you exactly where we'd be today, you would have never believed it.
No.
And I couldn't have either.
Couldn't have believed it. Couldn't have believed that we would have had this kind of a turnaround in less than 4 years. These people are masters. They are masters of hell, this Bush crime family. Not masters of the universe. They are masters from hell. And it's just amazing what they have done. I just hope, Nelson, that it turns around. I know Oklahoma is going to vote for him. I know Georgia is going to vote for him. But for Bush, but I hope it turns around. I hope the rest of the country finds its mind, because I live in a nest of morons just like you do. So the other thing,
it shows the strength of fear as a motivator. And one last thing, I know we're short on time. Thank you, Air America, for putting you in front of that microphone.
Yes, indeed. It's much better to be drawing a paycheck. Thanks, Nelson.
Keep the faith.
All right, sir. I appreciate it. One of our bureau chiefs from Broken Arrow. Yes, there is such a place, Oklahoma. He's also the king of the moderators on my board@mikemalloy.com. By the way, if you haven't gone there, I mean, we've got a real active board there. I think, what do we have, 1,100 members or something like that? MikeMalloy.com. It's a great message board, thousands of topics. We have a crew of moderators who keep things reasonably in order. And Nelson, you see the first one? That Nelson was one of the first moderators. So if you want to have some fun, Sailor, check it out, MikeMalloy.com. Go to the message board, all kinds of stuff there. There's the music. We're out of here. I'll see you tomorrow night. Do take care, okay? My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a pest control secret. You know, people aren't the only ones who flock to the water this time of year. Millions of ants do, too. So it's common to find them near dishwashers and kitchen sinks. If you spot a few strolling along your kitchen counter with beach umbrellas and little teeny tiny flip-flops, you're not the only one. To end this pool party, call me at Orkin. We've been helping to protect homes for over 100 years. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Residents along the Gulf Coast are picking up the pieces as Tropical Storm Ivan continues to weaken. Ivan hit landfall near Gulf Shores, Alabama early Thursday morning as a Category 4 hurricane, packing maximum sustained winds of 135 miles an hour. In its path, Ivan ripped roofs off buildings, washed out bridges, and tore down power lines. Florida Governor Jeb Bush says the westernmost part of the panhandle was hardest hit.
The wind damage and storm surge in this storm, particularly in the Pensacola area, which apparently was on the eastern side of the eye of the hurricane, is brutal.
And President Bush has declared disaster areas in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana. Tropical Storm Jean has left two people dead in Puerto Rico and pelted the Dominican Republic with 70-mile-an-hour winds and torrential rains. Jean could pose problems for the USA early next week. Jean's projected path takes it parallel to the Atlantic coast of Florida and then toward the Carolina coasts. A U.S. intelligence report prepared for President Bush shows that in a worst-case scenario, civil war could break out in Iraq before the end of next year. That possibility was in a classified national intelligence estimate prepared in July, and it coincides with the views of many analysts and members of Congress. President Bush ended his day-long bus trip through Minnesota late Thursday afternoon with a stop in Rochester. A large crowd cheered the president.